We are studying Parashat Teruma in Perek Chafheh, Pasuk Ted Vav. The Pasuk writes, "Betabeot Aaron Yehu Habadim Lo Yasuru Memenu." We read about the Ark, the Aaron that was in the Mishkan. The Aaron used to house the Luchot and the broken Luchot as well, and also a Sefer Torah. So the Aaron represents, obviously, the study of Torah. There were rings, the Torah tells us, on the side of this Aaron, where they used to stick poles through these holes, and they used to use these poles in order to carry the Aaron from place to place. As we know, they used to travel in the Midbar. The Mishkan was a traveling tabernacle, and therefore you needed means in order to carry each piece. So the Aaron had poles coming out of its side that were placed through rings that were on its side as well, and they would carry it. But the Torah tells us here, "Betabeot Aaron yehu abadim lo yasuru memenu." They never would take the poles out, which means even when they landed and they put the Aaron down, the poles remained in the rings. So the question is why? From an aesthetic standpoint, take the poles out so we can see the Aaron in all its beauty. Why keep the poles, which is more of a, it's in order to carry it. So there's no purpose once we land. Why does it say, Lo yasuru memenu? Our rabbis learn a great lesson from this concept. The poles represent the supporters of Torah. Those that finance yeshivot, those that give charity to Torah institutions, they are like the poles that hold up the learning. The donator, the one that's the generous benefactor, must know that his reward in the world to come is going to be that his attachment is going to be eternally with the Talmidei Chachamim. Person shouldn't think that once he gives tzedakah, so his money goes, you know, for the yeshiva, and he ends up, in a different section in Olam Haba. Says no, the Tamid Hakam and the benefactor are eternally attached in Olam Haba, which is the reward of the benefactor is equal level of the one that he supported because he enabled. That's what it means. Lo yasuru mimenu. The poles never leave the Torah. The supporters of Torah and the learners of Torah are eternally bound le'olam haba. And that's a very, very comforting message to those people that give money to tzedakah, how far their money is going. Their money is actually buying them a front row seat in the afterlife, where they'll be able to bask in the same high level as the Talmidei Chachamim themselves. So therefore, we didn't want to take the poles out. If we take the poles out, that shows that there is a separation between supporters and Torah itself. And therefore, the Torah keeps it in order to remind the supporters of Torah of their great benefit that they're going to have, not only in this world, but in the world to come as well.